This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Qatar's top diplomat said Thursday that experts are racing to reopen Kabul's airport, but warned it's not clear when flights will resume, with many still desperate to flee Afghanistan's new Taliban leaders amid concerns over what their rule will hold. In the wake of their rapid takeover, the Taliban have sought to calm those fears, including pledging to let women and girls attend school and allow people to travel freely. But many are skeptical, and Britain's foreign minister stressed on Thursday the importance of engaging with the new rulers to test their promises. Amid uncertainty about Afghanistan's future, tens of thousands raced to flee the country in a frantic U.S.-run airlift that ended ahead of the final American withdrawal earlier this week. A suicide bomber targeted the evacuation efforts at one point, killing 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. Kabul's airport, a major way out of the country, is now in Taliban hands, but is closed. And Qatar's foreign minister warned Thursday that there's still, quote, no clear indication of when it will reopen. A team of technicians from Qatar and Turkey flew to Kabul on Wednesday to help restart operations at the facility, the first aircraft to land in Afghanistan's capital since the last American plane flew out on Monday. The United Nations says Kabul's airport is crucial to providing the country with humanitarian assistance, warning Afghanistan could be headed for a catastrophe. It remains to be seen, however, whether any commercial airlines will be willing to offer service at Hamid Karzai International Airport in Afghanistan. Find more at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.